The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Brent Closter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the most recent weekend edition section of the Raleigh News and Observer, coming events from Pinecone Traditional Review, Duke Performances, and other listings. First off, Elton John and his band will be coming to Raleigh at the RBC Center on Friday, March 16th. The performance is at 8 p.m. There is an 8-ticket limit per customer. Tickets are available at the RBC box office. You can charge by phone at 1-800-745-3000 or at Ticketmaster.com. The tickets for the Elton John show go on sale Friday, January 27th at 10 a.m. As part of the North Carolina Youth Broadway Connection, the Broadway play, Green Day's American Idiot, will be coming and performing from January 31st through February 1st at Memorial Auditorium in Raleigh. For tickets, you can call 1-800-745-3000. You can visit the box office or go to progressenergycenter.com. You can also find information on this musical at AmericanIdiotTheMusical.com, BroadwaySeriesSouth.com, or NCTheater.com. On Thursday, February 9th, there will be a performance of In the Mood, a 1940s musical review. This will be performed at Memorial Auditorium at the Progress Energy Center in Raleigh. For tickets, go to the Progress Energy Center box office, call 1-800-745-3000, or go to Ticketmaster.com. Some people have told me In the Mood was the best performance they have ever attended. This from Yuvon Kuhlman at Luther College. In the Mood is a big band, song, and swing dance review that celebrates America's greatest generation through the music of Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, the Andrews Sisters, Frank Sinatra, and other greats of the 1940s. A company of 19, big band, 6 singer/dancers, and a high-energy swing dance couple. Again, this is at the Memorial Auditorium in Raleigh, Thursday, February 9th, and there are 2 shows, one at 2 p.m., the other at 7:30 p.m. Also coming to Raleigh is the circus. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth. The fully charged version of their circus is coming this year. It will be coming in February. There will be shows from February 8th to February 12th. The times for those shows are as follows. On February 8th, it starts at 7 p.m. On February 9th, 7 p.m. On Friday, February 10th, at 7 p.m. And on Saturday, there will be 3 shows. On Saturday, February 11th, there is an 11 a.m. show, a 3 p.m. show, and a 7:30 p.m. show. And the last day, Sunday, February 12th, there will be 3 shows, one at 11 a.m., one at 3 p.m., and one at 7:30 p.m. Now, the circus will be performing at the RBC Center, and to get tickets, you can go to the RBC Center box office. You can go to ringling.com also to find out more information. The following are the ticket prices for the circus. The regular ticket prices are $15, $25 and $38 for VIP tickets. This is for the weekday showings. On the weekend, the VIP tickets are $43. On the weekdays, the front row tickets are $55 each. And on the weekend, the front row tickets are $60 each. They have special tickets that they call Circus Celebrity tickets. On the weekdays, these tickets are $105 each. And on the weekend, the Circus Celebrity tickets are $110 each. Now, there's a way to save $5 per ticket. There are actually three ways to save $5 per ticket. One is in person at the RBC Center box office. And the second is to call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 and mention the code NORED, that's NORED. And the third is to log on to Ticketmaster.com and also enter the code NORED, NORED. And that's for a $5 savings per ticket to go to see the circus. These are some events that are being shown or performed at the Garner Performing Arts Center. On February 3rd at 7:30 p.m., James Gregory, the funniest man in America, will be performing at 7:30. The ticket price is $27. On February 11th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. is the Garner Showcase of Talent. Admission for these shows is free. On March 17th, Craig Kargis, Experience the Extraordinary, will be performing March 17th at 7:30 p.m. Individual tickets are $15. Group tickets are $12 each. John Brown Quintet and the Groove Shop on April 13th at 7:30 p.m. Individual tickets are $20. Group tickets are $15 apiece. And Eddie Miles, A Salute to Elvis and Country Legends, will perform on May 12th at 7:30 p.m. Individual tickets are $20. For a group, individual tickets are $15 apiece. To find out more information about these performances at the Garner Performing Arts Center, go to garnerperformingartscenter.com or call 919-661-4602. The following performances are listed in the Pinecone Review, and the first is for the Dukes. And the Dukes will be performing at Fletcher Auditorium in Raleigh on Friday, February 10th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices for the Dukes for the general public, platinum seats are $27 apiece, and the member price for Pinecone members is $22 apiece. Gold seating is $25 for the public and $20 for Pinecone members. And a little bit about the Dukes. After a short break from the road, the Dukes are back. They are touring on the heels of a new release titled Fast Paced World, available this coming August. Produced by Nashville's Jay Joyce, who also produced Patty Griffin and John Hyatt, the band's fusion of traditional bluegrass, folk rock, Afro-Cuban, jazz, Celtic, gospel, and soul makes their music accessible and yet hard to pigeonhole, giving them creative freedom to explore the full range of roots music from around the globe. And the Taj Mahal Trio will be performing at the Maimandi Concert Hall in Raleigh on Saturday, February 18th at 8 p.m. Here are the ticket prices for the Taj Mahal Trio concert. For the public, platinum member, for the general public, platinum seats are $35 apiece. Pinecone members, $30. Gold seating, $30 for the public, $25 for Pinecone members, and silver seating is $25 for the public and $20 for Pinecone members. A little bit about the Taj Mahal Trio. The composer, multi-instrumentalist, and two-time Grammy winner Taj Mahal is one of the most prominent and influential figures in late 20th century blues and roots music. A self-taught musician, Taj plays more than 20 instruments, including the national steel and dobro guitars. His remarkable voice ranges from gruff and gravelly to smooth and sultry. Though his career began more than four decades ago with American blues, he has broadened his artistic scope over the years to include music representing virtually every corner of the world. Following performances are part of the Duke Performances series. First is the production of Cymbeline by William Shakespeare. This play will be performed Thursday through Saturday, February 2nd through 4th, at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Industries Theater in Durham. Tickets for these performances are $28 and $22, and if you're a Duke student, the tickets are $5 each. A little bit about the Fiasco Theater, who is putting on this production. It was founded in 2007. It's a six-person company, which is already renowned for its dynamic, actor-focused style and lapidary productions of Shakespeare, whose elaborate romance Cymbeline sings out clearly in Fiasco's hands. Cymbeline is just the beginning of Fiasco's three-week residency with Duke Performances, where they also developed Shakespeare's Measure for Measure at Schaefer Lab Theater before giving two workshop readings in that intimate black box space. Again, the performances for Cymbeline are February 2nd through the 4th at 8 p.m. On Saturday, February 11th at 8 p.m. at Page Auditorium in Durham, Flamenco Vivo Carlota Santana will be performing. With a dual vocation of exhilarating performance and community outreach, Flamenco Vivo is the nation's most accomplished flamenco dance company. Founded in New York, it established a Durham branch in 1996 to serve the Triangle's growing Latin American community. Led by the redoubtable choreographer Carlota Santana, the company performs traditional flamenco alongside original work. Again, that performance is Saturday, February 11th at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. The ticket prices, which I failed to mention, are $32 and $26 respectively. Also, there are tickets for $18. If you are a youth, 17 and under, you can get in for $10. And again, Duke students, the price is $5 per ticket. On Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, Wayne McGregor, Random Dance Far, will be performing. With his company, Random Dance, the choreographer has developed a signature style blending contemporary ballet and modern dance with cutting-edge technology. In the stunning new hour-long piece, Far, a gorgeous duet set to Vivaldi spins out into rigorous movements of mounting dramatic intensity for the whole company. Again, those performances are Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th at 8 p.m. They will be performed at the Reynolds Industries Theater in Durham. Ticket prices are $34 and $26. Duke students, $5. And on Thursday, March 1st, Edgar Meyer, with his double bass, will be performing at the Reynolds Industries Theater in Durham. The tickets are $38 and $32, $5 for Duke students. A little bit about this performance. Whether playing classical music with Yo-Yo Ma and Mark O'Connor or Americana with Chris Thiel and Bela Fleck, the inimitable Edgar Meyer is the undisputed master of the double bass. A MacArthur Fellow and Avery Fisher Prize winner, a first for a bassist, he creates impeccable new classical music and ingenious inscriptions of Bach's cello suites for double bass. Again, this is March 1st at 8 p.m. at Reynolds Industries Theater in Durham. Now, everyone loves a mystery, and Agatha Christie is the master. In 1939, she wrote And Then There Were None, one of her most popular. In 1943, she adapted it into a play, and Cary Players is producing it. Also, Cary Players is offering four pairs of free tickets to their audio-described performance Sunday, February 12th at 3 p.m. This Cary Players production will be at the new Performing Arts Center in Cary, the building formerly known as Old Cary Elementary School. The facts. What? And Then There Were None. Where? 101 Dry Avenue, at the head of Academy Street, the intersection of Academy Street, Kildare Farm Road, Walnut Street, and Dry Avenue. You can't miss it. When? Sunday, February 12th at 3 p.m. So, who wants to attend? Call Kurt Benrood at 271-1801 to claim your pair of free tickets. That's 919-271-1801. All we need is your name and phone number. We'll do the rest. Remember, that's one ticket for you and one for a companion. Compliments of Cary Players. P.S. You know the fellow playing the part of the Scotsman. Solas will be in concert at the Community Church of Chapel Hill Concert Series. This is Saturday, February 11th at 8 p.m. at 106 Purifoy Road in Chapel Hill. The tickets are $18 in advance, $25 the day of the show. And they are available at www.communitychurchconcerts.org. And a little bit about the group Solas. The Washington Post has said that they are one of the world's finest Celtic folk ensembles. The Boston Herald says the first truly great Irish band to arise from America. Celebrating their 15-year anniversary, Solas is one of the most popular, influential, and exciting Celtic bands to emerge in America. From Woody Guthrie's Pastors of Plenty to Springsteen's Ghost of Tom Joad to traditional jigs and reels, Solas mixes tradition and innovation. Again, this concert is at the Community Church of Chapel Hill on Saturday, February 11th at 8 p.m. This is from the North Carolina Symphony, Dvorak in America. The North Carolina Symphony presents Dvorak and America across the state. Innovative cross-disciplinary project offers multimedia performances, educational opportunities in four North Carolina communities, and this is from February 12th through the 19th. Here's a little bit about that program. An in-depth examination of Antonin Dvorak's experiences in America is the focus of an intense week of concerts and activities by the North Carolina Symphony, February 12th through the 19th. Performances of the concert program Dvorak and America in Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Fayetteville, and New Bern, featuring a complete performance of his popular Symphony No. 9 from the New World, headline seven exciting days of music and cross-cultural entertainment. The concert also features the rarely heard Hiawatha melodrama for actor and orchestra, created by Michael Beckerman, using Dvorak's music and words from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem, The Song of Hiawatha. Former Good Morning America host and broadcast voice of the symphony, David Hartman, narrates the program alongside actor-slash-baritone Kevin Dees and a video installation by media artist Peter Bogdanoff. Several opportunities for North Carolina residents to learn more about the visionary composer pave the way for these orchestral programs, beginning with a performance as part of the North Carolina Symphony's popular Pub Series. A small ensemble of symphony musicians will present the composer's American String Quartet, one of his most famous and cherished works, at Humble Pie Restaurant in Raleigh on Sunday, February 12th at 8 p.m. Joseph Horowitz joins former North Carolina Symphony principal clarinetist Jimmy Gilmore for an in-depth conversation on Dvorak at Fayetteville State University on Monday, February 11th at 12 p.m. Students and faculty from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and Duke University will present Dvorak's American Accent, a free multimedia chamber music event at UNC Chapel Hill's Girard Hall on Wednesday, February 15th at 7 p.m. There will also be opportunities in all four communities for individuals and student community groups to participate in additional activities for free. For more, see the schedule below and online, see the schedule online, I should say, at www.ncsymphony.org/Dvorak. Dvorak is spelled D-V-O-R-K. This also from the North Carolina Symphony. Tickets for Natalie Merchant with the North Carolina Symphony are currently on sale. Internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter Natalie Merchant will join the North Carolina Symphony for a single performance on Tuesday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. The concert takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets will be available for purchase online and can be purchased at www.ncsymphony.org or by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. Tickets will also be available through Ticketmaster at www.ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. Again, that is for the Natalie Merchant concert with the North Carolina Symphony, and that concert is taking place Tuesday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. Here are a few additional occurrences through the Pinecone Session Spotlight. This is part of the Tiernanog Irish Music Session, and this takes place every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tiernanog Restaurant at 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. Pinecone and Tiernanog co-sponsor a weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. This traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., either in the back left of the pub, near the fireplace, or in the cottage. And there is a bluegrass jam on the second and fourth Mondays of the month at 7 p.m. This takes place at the Busy Bee Cafe, 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, please contact jam leaders Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick. His email is stringsof9@hotmail.com or go to the Triangle Bluegrass website. And here are some performances that will be taking place this year at the North Carolina Theater. In February, these are performances. I do not have times, but I have the dates of the performances. Again, these are taking place at the North Carolina Theater. On February 3rd, Mike Birbiglia will be performing. On February 11th, The Second City will be performing. And on February 14th, Bruce Hornsby will be performing. These performances are taking place in March. On the 1st of March, John Anderson presents The Voice of Yes. On March 2nd, An Evening with Carrie Fisher. On March 9th, Sweet Honey in the Rock. On March 10th, The Peking Acrobats. And on March 16th, Cinematic Titanic. On March 21st, David Benoit and Brian Culbertson, Piano to Piano. And jumping ahead to April, on the 20th, Henson Alternative, Stuffed and Unstrung. And on April 21st, Max and Ruby, Bunny Party. Again, these performances will all take place at the Carolina Theater. And to find information on these performances, you can go to carolinatheater.org or call 919-560-3030. The following performances will take place at the DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham. And these following plays are part of the SunTrust Broadway 2012 season at the DPAC. In May, there will be the play Wicked, which will be running from May 2nd through the 27th. That's the play Wicked. From February 28th to March 4th, The Addams Family will be performed at the DPAC. From April 17th through the 22nd, Bring It On the Musical, a musical comedy, will be performing at the DPAC. June 5th through the 10th, West Side Story. And this is a bonus, March 20th and 21st, Chicago will be performed at the DPAC. As far as concerts go, all of these have already taken place. The following is the Clean Comedy Series, which will take place at the Holly Springs Parks and Recreation Cultural Center in Holly Springs. All of these shows start at 7:30 p.m., and all tickets are $15 each. On February 17th, Steve Mingola will be performing. On March 2nd, Ryan Hamilton. On May 4th, Will Durst. Again, these are all part of the Clean Comedy Series, and they are at the Holly Springs Parks and Recreation Cultural Center in Holly Springs. To find out information, you can call 919-567-4000 or go to culturalcenter.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Brent Closter, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time.